This bar eats people alive, I think. Digest them with watery drink. It attracts the loneliness off the street and pretends to make it shrink. I'm a first-time patron, but it's easy to see the reality of this scene. Shell-shocked children whose bodies dripped into adulthood, it's bleak. Today, emptiness came and went, and yet here I sit feeling spent. I hold a newspaper, I read a cartoon that I don't get. I put it down and check my phone for unexpected messages. Who knows, I'm always hoping someone will argue that I'm not alone. But I am, and here there is no piano man or bartender named Sam. There's just a guy filling glasses for sorry asses, which is what I am. Beer became banal long ago. I leave for home on my bike, it's subtle how I weave through the streets, sprinkled with leaves and clutter, and a man with no home, shoes or rebuttal. The sun setting whitewashes the grime with shine, and I'm susceptible to its trick every time I foolishly think it's nice. But then the setting is night, my ride suddenly feels unclear, as if it had been on a track, but now I have to steer, because I am out of my element here. This piece of the city has never come around me, and now my foreign understanding of my unfortunate surrounding gives my mind the kind of grounding whose gravity is fear. There's a bitter hate in a voice that says, what do you want, what do you want? A gun gets pulled, held to a man's face, and I'm like, whoa, what is this place? I don't wait for resolution, I move quick. Feeling sick, feeling angry at all of it. I weave the streets, cross the bridge, now back on track. Back to being spent, back in Harlem, back from my Bronx respect.